Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Halftime is brought to you by the Horn Law Group. If you're going to court, then call them first for a free consultation. Located in downtown Toms River, check out their legal services at hornlawgroup.net. We are at halftime here at Detweiler Stadium, home of the Toms River South Indians, the Indian marching band performing for the fans here. Two teams performed pretty well for their fans in the stands in the first half. Toms River South trailing 23-21 over Jackson Memorial. And, Ed, I would think if you're the Indians heading into the locker room, you are very happy to be in this ball game because you were down 9 and maybe teetering there, and you got a late touchdown, and you go into the locker room with some momentum.
Yeah, I still think that punt off of the safety that Jackson let land and then bounced around, and they started inside of their own 40-yard line. Rather than get good field position, they should have had that ball on the Indian side of the field if they catch the punt. They let it bounce. It cost them. Threw an incompletion, stopped the clock. South stopped, 3 and out. Got the ball back near midfield. Berry took care of the rest with his second touchdown pass. So, a huge touchdown for the Indians. Otherwise, it's a lot different going into the locker room trailing by 2 than it is 9 points.
And especially when you're the underdog and, you know, seeking to make a little noise here. You know, I think if you're Toms River South, Ed, with what the schedule is like, you're 3-2. You've pretty much forget about the A South. That's over with. You've got two conference losses. That's not going to get it done. What you're trying to do is not only get in the state playoffs, but you certainly don't want to be in the eighth spot. You'd like to move up a little bit. With their schedule as it is, Jackson tonight, then at Brick Memorial, at Brick. You win two of those, you feel very, very good. But you probably believe that if South wins one of those, they'll get into the playoffs.
I believe four wins will get them in, but it will not get them in with a home game. It'll get them in on the road. But, hey, you got to be in it to win it. And, you know, anything could happen. Shawnee came here to Toms River South, spotted the Indians 26 points last year, and ended up winning the game. And then 2 weeks later won the whole thing for another state champions for Shawnee. So just get into the tournament, and then you go from there. You know, you start to get your players back healthy. Indians had a few injuries last week in that Southern game, and guys did not finish the game. Green for one, DiCarlo for another. Got them kids healthy for this week, and they're playing well tonight, you know. I think defensively both teams are lacking, I'm not surprised that the Indians have had a difficult time stopping Jackson, but I am kind of surprised that Jackson has had a difficult time stopping the Indians, especially in the air.
Ed, you saw South on Saturday night against Southern. They're a better football team tonight than what you saw 6 days ago, right?
Oh, without a doubt. They had very little offense. I mean, that game was, 16-13, right? Because they each one missed a point. But, yeah, 16-13 with a last-second field goal by Southern. But one of the touchdowns for South was a long pass play to Parker. And the other touchdown was basically a broken play in which Berry broke for 50-plus yards. So not a whole lot of offense by the Indians. But they've worked hard this week. Their offense looks very crisp, very good tonight. A healthy Green, a healthy Berry. You know, good job up front by the offensive line. Good job of play selections by Matty Martin, the offensive coordinator. And they're giving Jackson problems.
See some Brick football players in the house. You see the Green Varsity Jackets. The Green Dragons play tomorrow at Windlass Colts Neck. Ed, you look at a team like Toms River South, and, you know, coming into this season, there were such high expectations. And I said to someone the other day, I almost compare the Indian situation to that of Barnegat. Each team had a couple of really high-profile players. You know, in the case of South, you had Berry and Green. In the case of Barnegat, and we've talked about them, you know, you've got St. John Erskine. You've got
Manny Bowen
and Sam Madden, three Division I recruits. So the thought is you build off those players and you set a very high bar. Well, look, they have this guy back. What we sometimes forget not only us in the media, but the fans is sometimes the pieces below are not quite as strong as they were a year ago. And we saw this Tom Zivasale team last year. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought they were a better team last year. They've lost some really good football players. And I think the same is true for Barnegat.
I agree. I mean, there are people that I think thought that Tom's River South would be 7-0 going into the brick game and play that game for all the marbles. They thought both teams might be 7-0. Well, what happens? Brick loses to a winless Wall Township team in overtime, double overtime. South loses a couple of games, one to Southern Regional that they had no right losing, one to crosstown rival Tom's River North, which was a tremendous game which could have gone either way. But the bad loss was last week to Southern Regional on a Saturday night. Now, let me throw this into the mix. The game was supposed to, the game was it always Saturday night? Yeah,
yes.
It was always Saturday night. I thought it was postponed, but, you know, this week you ran into rain. There wasn't a whole lot of practice time outside this week because Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was heavy rain. You know, I read an article today about Monmouth University couldn't even get outside. So you got a college team that has field turf also. They had to go to an indoor facility that they have to rent out in Wall Good Sports just to get practice time. So, but you know what? Everybody was in the same position this week.
Yeah.
Nobody had good practice time this week. And at this time of the season, you don't need a whole lot of tackling drills and things like that. But after last week's loss, the Indians might have wanted to go back to some of the basics, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, on that one score at RBC, Manalapan did score on an Anarella touchdown pass of 36 yards to Hodge Rocourt with 3 minutes left at halftime. So that got the Braves on the board. They trail it 21-7 at RBC.
A couple of notes from that game. Eddie Hahn, the RBC quarterback, 7 for 11 for 189 yards. Nick Lubischer, 3 receptions for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. But Scott Stump reports he has left the game with an injured knee. So we don't know the severity of that. But Lubischer has been very, very, very good. There, by the way, according to Casey's athletic director, Joe Montano, there's about 4,000 people at that game tonight. The first fans were in line at 3:15.
Wow.
For a game that began at 7 o'clock. So certainly there was much anticipation over that game.
That's got to be a nightmare up there because not a whole lot of parking. The field is not located at the school. It is off of Newman Springs Road by the railroad tracks, basically, and by a couple of car dealers. I hope the car dealers closed early tonight because that's where you had to park. Hopefully they won't sell your car while you're parked in their lots, but not a whole lot of spots. So they're probably parked up and down Highway 35 and Newman Springs Road and every other facility up there where you could find some spots because 4,000 people, probably the biggest crowd they've had in quite a while.
If not
the biggest ever.
I agree. I would think for sure that's pretty accurate. They had a good crowd last week for the Manalapan Middletown South game. They said people walked a mile from their car just to get a spot for that one. But this one, clearly, you know, Ed, if that game sort of stays like that and it's a comfortable Red Bank Catholic victory, you would think the Caseys have then set themselves up in that same position. Regardless of what happens in the state playoffs, they would be the number one team with the Shore. I mean, how can you argue with that?
No, you can't.
You know, you just can't.
The only thing that would have made this year a little more, of course, a lot of games have to still be played.
Oh, absolutely.
But the only thing that would have made it a little more interesting and thrown another team into the mix is Brick. If they had run the table and been 12-0 with another championship, back-to-back championships, and been undefeated down here, you know, of course, they don't play RBC. That would have been the only other team that possibly could challenge RBC for the top spot, you know. There's always a slight little argument. Who's the last couple of years? Is it Manalapan, who have never won one?
Right.
But neither has RBC. They've
Correct.
Won one, but, you know, not recently. But if Brick does run the table and finishes 12 wins.
It'll be 11-1.
11-1, you know, and an A-South championship. You know, you've got a little argument there because Manalapan, unless they run the table, they're going to have a loss, too, at the end of the year.
Hey, you know how little of an argument that is?
Yeah.
It's about 5 seconds
worth. Yeah, exactly. I said if they had been undefeated.
I agree with you there. That would have been the
only. You know, the only other team now, Freehold, you're going to knock one out.
St. John Vianney.
And St. John Vianney, who possibly could meet RBC because they're in the same bracket.
Correct.
Non-public group three.
Yeah.
Along with St. Joe Metuchen, by the way. Everybody's favorite with two losses, still the top seed in that bracket. No, I'm sorry. Del Barton is undefeated at 6-0. Del Barton is the top seed. Del Barton sitting with almost 100 quality points at 6-0. So any way you look at it, RBC probably not going to get, although they're going to pick up a load of power points today. They could overtake them, but 1-2 doesn't make much difference because the finals will be at a neutral site, probably the Meadowlands.
Right now in that group, as you said, Del Barton is the top seed.
Right.
RBC and St. John Vianney are 2-3. St. Joe's Metuchen is 4. Pope John, Bishop R., Bishop Eustace, and Camden Catholic would wrap up the 8 teams that would qualify for the playoffs. By the way, we'll take a little quick look at these teams, Ed, how they stand. Jackson Memorial, as we said, the top seed as it stands now in Central Jersey Group 4 with 98 power points, 10 more than Brick, and they have both played 6 games. So, Jackson, if they would win out, you're giving me the pointer.
No.
If they would win out, would likely get the number one seed.
And there's one thing on Jackson's mind, and Walt Kristopic and Zach Tetro did not discuss it and didn't want to discuss it, but I'm thinking it and everybody else is thinking it. They want a rematch with Brick in that Central Jersey Group 4 playoffs. They would want nothing more because you know what? If you asked 100 people after that football game who was the better team, what would you say?
Well, I was one of them. I was there.
I would say maybe Jackson. 75%, 75-25 would say Jackson, even though Brick won the game.
I would say by a slim margin, the difference in the game was turnovers. But as we always say, turnovers are part of the game.
Right. Exactly.
So Jackson and Brick are 1-2 there. Freehold Borough is third, comfortably over Princeton, who's in the fourth spot. Middletown South, number 5. Burlington Township 6, surprising Jackson Liberty 7. I'll tell you what, you got to give Jim Sharples and his staff a ton of credit for what they've done there. You talk about flying under the radar. They're losing their first game of the season by 50 at halftime. You couldn't have found 3 people even in Jackson who thought there was any chance they'd do anything this year. And right now, the Lions are 4-2. West Windsor Plainsboro North holds down the 8th spot. Middletown North right behind them. So we know that's going to be a bracket with a lot of sure teams.
Did you mention Middletown South? Because they're in there also.
Yeah, they're number 5 right behind Princeton.
Right now, this if Brick Memorial holds on and wins that game, that's going to hurt Middletown South
absolutely.
A little bit. That'll drop him to the second level, you know, and still have a shot at it. But, I mean, we were talking last night after our show that it's possible there could be 6-7 teams from the shore in that bracket.
In South Jersey Group 4, Ed, and that's where Tom's of the South lives, Hamilton, Timber Creek, Shawnee, Winslow Township, Triton, Clearview, Kingsway are 1-7. Tom's of the South is currently in a tie for the 8th spot with Absagami, but actually the Indians are in the 9th spot because that did not take away. They lost the power points because of the Donovan Catholic forfeit, where Donovan Catholic now is a winless team.
Right, that'll be corrected this week.
It'll be corrected. So actually, right now, Tom's River South is sitting 9th in an 8-team bracket.
Can't afford a loss.
Can't afford
a loss tonight. You know, now they do have games in which they, if they win any of them, they're going to pick up
loads of power points. But they don't have a game left on their regular season schedule that's a win. That's a guaranteed win.
A guaranteed win.
You know, they're going to have to fight and claw.
And let's remind our listeners that you play as many games as you can by November 7th. Some will play 8. Some will play 9. Okay? You take the first 8 games only. Anything after 8 doesn't count. So that 9th game does not count. You can't use it in any way and then you drop one of your low PowerPoint games, and you count seven games towards the final PowerPoint structure.
Right.
It's a crazy rule.
And in the case of Jackson, their ninth game is Red Bank Catholic. Will not count.
And as we kid it with Walt, it's a nice scrimmage to have before the playoffs start, because basically
that's what it is. I agree with you. Tom's River South Band wrapping up and an always entertaining halftime show. We're going to take one more break and get you set for the second half. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Jackson 23, Tom's River South 21. The second half kickoff not far away. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.